Why were the Sadiqim killed in India? Messages from Binyamin and Daniel. Woe to Am Yisrael! Woe to the world! The tragedy in India was most vicious. Many Jews and also non-Jews are asking, why? Why did it happen? The non-Jews have an explanation based on their understanding, without knowing the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They think this was done by suicidal terrorists who want more than anything to bring down the Western countries, America, Europe, and particularly Israel. In order to achieve this, they are prepared to kill themselves along with the rest of the world. Why do they hate the West and Israel so much? For them, the West and its ways of life are a great impurity and a spiritual degradation that is ruining the entire world. And Israel, for them, is the spiritual battle between Yitzhak and Ishmael. That is why they carry such envy and hatred towards the Jewish people. They are certain that they, the offspring of Ishmael, are the true sons of Avram Avinu's firstborn. They think that, because of this, they have the right to rule over both the materialistic and spiritual aspects of the world. That is really their goal, to rule physically and spiritually over the entire world. It is well known that according to their Quran, it is meritorious to kill infidels. However, this is not the correct explanation for what happened. The real reason is one that every Jew must understand. We, the Jewish people, know that everything that happens in the world is a message for Am Yisrael. Most of the victims were Goyim, but among the Jews that were murdered were some very notable righteous Jews. The Tzaddik, who together with his wife, ran an entire building for the purpose of bringing people closer to Hashem, and also the two Mashgichim that were there at the time, they too were Tzaddikim. All the Jews that died there died Al Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name, have the status of Tzaddikim, yet those specific four stood out the most. It is very obvious that Hashem purposely put them there at the time of the attack. That was done so they should merit dying Al Kiddush Hashem. But why? Why did such Tzaddikim have to die? Because from the time of their birth they had a tikkun, a rectification, to do. That tikkun was to bring a most important message to Am Yisrael. That message is, Am Yisrael, do tshuva, repent. Because if you don't, you will have to suffer terribly until you do. Or else, chas v'shalom, disappear from creation completely. That is the main message. Am Yisrael, those tzaddikim would murder for our sakes, and they will gain much merit if we carry out their message and do real tshuva. They have nothing more to worry about. They are now in Gan Eden, since they were murdered Al Kiddush Hashem. But what about us? What about us? My brothers and sisters, I ask you, what about us? Also notice the place where all this happened. Mumbai, India, is a city centered around money. It is India's financial center. It's the major city of the Olam Hazeh, materialism, the golden calf. Full of Western tourism, restaurants, fancy hotels, etc. Moreover, the essence of India is based on Avodah Zorah, strange worship, and there is Avodah Zorah in every corner. And along with that, Mumbai is also filled with the spiritual filth of the Western countries, Gashmis, materialism, and many other things hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why it was an appropriate place to pass on this message against the golden calf, materialism and the vanities of this world. This is only one small example of what is supposed to take place throughout the entire world if we don't do tshuva and eradicate the terrible impurity that was created by our sins. That is why it was so vicious. Yet this is still small in comparison with what is waiting for the world if Am Yisrael does not destroy the Egel Azav and return to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, most of the Jews nowadays are very absorbed in the ways and lifestyles of the Goyim, which revolve around Gashmius and the Egel Azav. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting an end to the Egel Azav and destroying it completely. It is already in the process of dying. Banks failing, stocks plunging, bankruptcies, unemployment skyrocketing, etc. However, we are not entirely finished with the Egel Azav yet, and many Jews are still dreaming and wishing that the world would return to the ways it was not too long ago, when money was flowing and people were very busy with shopping and walking around immodestly and all the other materialistic, frivolous things which are the exact opposite of Hashem's will, which is His Torah and His mitzvahs. Yet now, while the Egel HaZav is dying, many Jews who have come so dependent on the excess materialism of the world find that they must curtail the extravagant lifestyles they have led until now. They are confused and don't know what to do. They are willing to pray to Hashem for livelihood, but in most cases they are still not prepared to do real and complete tshuva and make the decision to never again return to their old forbidden lifestyle, the life of excessive materialism, of the golden calf. See Masilas Yeshurim chapter 1, which explains that the true good life of a Jew is exactly the opposite of the Egel HaZav. As long as they are not willing to do real tshuva and go back to being true Jews, then there will be continue to be terrible tragedies. It will continue until the present world of Sheker, falsehood, completely crumbles, and those unwilling to do tshuva will disappear from the world, Chas v'Shalom. See Rambam, Chelchos Shuva, chapter 8, Halacha 5. Because in a world of MS, truth, only people of truth can live. Two of our prophets, Zechariah and Yechezkel, gave us different versions of how the world as we know it will end. According to one prophecy, many nations will come to Israel to fight against and destroy the Jewish people. But since the Jews will have done tshuva, Am Yisrael will not be harmed. See Yechezkel 38. However, if chas v'shalom, we don't do tshuva, there is the other version, may we never know of it. And that is that the war will reach all the way to Jerusalem, with a terrible earthquake and many, many deaths, etc. See Zechariah 14. There will be many victims, and only relatively very few will receive Mashiach Tzidkenu. This version is consistent with the words of the Chesed Avraham Zatzal, the grandfather of the Chida Zatzal, who wrote that it is known that only 7,000 Jews in Israel will receive Mashiach Tzidkenu. We have no chance of receiving Mashiach Tzidkenu if we do not remove all the goyishkeit from our lives, all the non-Jewish things we have brought into our daily lifestyles. How many times can we repeat this? All that it is asked of you is to do tshuva, to be real Jews. You pray in shul, put on tefillin every day, daven 3 times a day, do bris milah for your sons, and observe the other mitzvahs. However, these mitzvahs you do are usually done only by rote. Even Torah learning, in most cases, is superficial. It is without the love of Hashem. In most cases, the hearts are like stone, and therefore the Torah cannot penetrate. This situation predicted in Sanhedrin 97a, see Marashah, Panei Hado, etc. The Torah we learn cannot enter our hearts, because we are drowning in Gashmis. This Gashmis hardens the heart and distances the mind from spirituality. In the previous messages, we have explained exactly what needs to be rectified. You can also find information about this in the books Daniel and Daniel 2, in English and Hebrew. Keep away from the Olam Hazeh and bring Hashem into your hearts. Return to being modest and humble Jews who live only in order to come close to Hashem and do His will. That's what is asked for from Shemayim, to be modest inside and out, and exist only to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Well, without any other pursuits, see Micha 6. Jews should work only enough to afford the basic necessities, only what is really needed in order to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs, without unnecessary luxuries. We should live only in order to do the will of Hashem. That is all Hashem wants of us. That is all, just that. I am telling you all now, in no uncertain terms, whoever does not at least make a serious attempt to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it is difficult, will suffer unbearably. For this reason, Hashem has shown us the great suffering of the Jews who were killed in India, of Al Kiddush Hashem. Their suffering is part of the message for us. Whoever saw the pictures were horrified. However, according to the testimonies, they actually suffered even more than we know, Lo Aleinu. Hashem wants us to take these matters very seriously. Those who don't, at some point or another, will have no more chance to do tshuva. We are in the final phase preceding the redemption. We must return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or cease to exist, Chas v'Shalom. Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or cease to exist. Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or cease to exist. Message from Daniel. I want to add to what Binyamin said, to elaborate and also to mention some things that we have already said before, but have been forgotten. What does it mean to do tshuva? We must throw away the goyish customs that we have acquired during our long golos. I'm referring particularly to the Haredim, because the Haredim are the heart of Am Yisrael, the example for the rest of Am Yisrael. But unfortunately, that example is no longer appropriate, because very often the example the Haredim set for the world is of Jews who have sold their souls to the Egel Azav. We must change this. We must rely only upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our livelihood. We must realize that everything we need, from birth to death, every physical thing comes only from Hashem. We must stop looking for entertainment and frivolous things to do. Stop wasting time on nonsense and go back to the Beis Midrash, Dan Gemara, Mishnayos, and other sacred books. We must learn with all our hearts, not just with our minds, with our hearts, and love each and every Jew. Feel the pain of each and every Jew and of Am Yisrael as a whole. Be humble and modest and be holy. A Jewish wife should be at home raising her children in the ways of the Torah. If she must work, she should work at a place appropriate for an Eishes Chayil, not in places where men work. Kosher Banos Yisrael, Jewish women, don't learn in universities and other places filled with goyish ways and ideas. They also don't learn in all sorts of colleges with Heksherim, because that is also treif. Real Jews don't go to restaurants for entertainment. They don't go to pizza places, hamburger places, etc., to sit and eat. These things are detestable in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like eating a shuk, a public marketplace, see Kiddushim 40. Jews don't go to entertainment places like bowling and so-called kosher concerts for Haredim and so on. These are just imitation of the Goyish ways, and they are forbidden. Jews don't go on all sorts of trips and leave the Eretz Yisrael for no justified reason. Women should dress like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, who certainly never wore wigs, and not like models from Paris. We should not bring into a Jewish home all sorts of written materials from the street or read books of the Goyim. We should also not bring in books written by Jews who do not have real Torah hashkafas, even if they wear kippahs. Nowadays, even music needs a good heksher. We must return to Hashem and want nothing more than to be under His wings, Psalms 91:4, so to speak, from morning until night, and from night until morning, to want and do His will. Am Yisrael, whoever returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, to his true Tati, Father, his only Father, the loving Father who created him, will achieve eternal life. See the book Derech Hashem, Part 1, Chapter 2, Section 4. And whoever attains this eternity will have all the best of everything, much better than all the good in this world put together. 1 hour of Olam Haba is better than all the life in this world. Pirkei Avos, Chapter 4. How do we attain this? Very easily. All we have to do is to seek to be Hashem's servant. Oi, Am Yisrael, there's so little time. Come, do tshuva, return to the truth, because nothing else can save you. Not the police, not the army, nobody.